Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to BiteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.BiteRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, I have a very special guest. Her name is Marie-Ange Fogarelis, and she is author of Angels, The Definitive Guide to Angels from Around the World. Angels is a celebration of all the world's divine messengers and a definitive resource containing all of the knowledge collected about these awe-inspiring beings. Thoroughly researched and accessible, this encyclopedic tome will give guide to anyone who wants to increase the angelic presence in his or her life. Designed as a user-friendly handbook to be referenced on a regular basis, Angels will transform the lives of those that incorporate its practices. Marie is an award-winning French author of many novels and books on spirituality published in France and Canada. She has been personally connected with angels since she was a child. Her life is now dedicated to helping others find their guidance, help, and love. I do have a direct link to Marie's website in the show page description. So with that, I would like to welcome Marie to the show. Good day, Marie. Thank you for joining me today.
A lot about angels. Hello, Robert.
Yeah, there we go. I'm sorry.
I don't know if we're on the air. So I will really pleased to share all these angelic energies and positive inspiration from the angels today with you. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
Oh, it is my pleasure, and I'm sure between you and me, we have a whole bunch of them hanging around ready to help us out for the show today. So,
for sure.
Well, you know, before we start, I wanted to, talk a little bit about your experience with angels. But before we start, I have to tell you, your book, I mean, it's 545 pages. I mean, it is big. It is a big book. But it is, I mean, if anyone had any questions about any angel, I mean, it is a wonderful reference guide. So I have to give you much credit for putting together such a wonderful, easy-to-read resource.
Thank you so much, Robert. I have written this book in a special atmosphere. I wrote it in 4 months, which sounds a bit strange, but it really happened. I started writing it in first days of June and ended the book in September, late September. And it sounds quite unbelievable, but I had so much information coming from the angels. I channeled a lot of information, plus all the prayers and rituals and meditations and all the connections were inspired by the angels. I was writing and channeling. It was flowing through my crown chakra so easily, like it was a flood of information. It was absolutely amazing. And I would write 12 hours a day, and I had all my 5 children in the house around me having friends, and it was summertime. It was crazy. Sometimes there were 12 people in the house, and we had the barbecues, and we would go to bed at 2 in the morning, and the next day at 8, I was typing and working. It was absolutely an amazing experience. It was great.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, for any people who out there who are writers, that is an accomplishment. I mean, that is amazing. But you know, when you tap into that guidance or when you have that flow, it's easy to be not easy, but I mean, it's so much easier to be able to basically put the words down as you receive them. I mean, so it's not so much a heavy thinking process.
Oh, that's very true. You put the right words on reality. It's exactly what happened. And I felt like in the beginning, I was sort of overwhelmed with information. It was coming too fast. I could barely follow. And then I got used to it. And every time I had an idea for instance, a meditation, all of a sudden this whole meditation was channeled and came to me easily. It was absolutely amazing. And I had all the ideas that angels sort of wanted me to write and to suggest the people to do when you perform, you know, when you perform a ritual, you say a prayer. And it's absolutely full of this angelic energy. This is why this book, I absolutely feel like it's something special because it's connected to the angels directly. It's a real connection, and it's an energy itself. And many friends of mine who had it first, you know, I gave them the book as soon as it was published, and they were, wow, we feel the energy that you are connected to, and it's really impressive. And I thank the angels every day for having channeled this book towards me and sent me all this information. It's an amazing experience.
No doubt. And, you know, and when, you know, that when you receive that kind of guidance and put it down into a book, you know, that really does translate. I mean, it does carry over that you know, people, I believe, like you say, it creates an energy. I do believe that that's like infused with that energy and the very communication or the thought process or the processes that you went through are in a way activated, you know, when people, you know, follow, you know, one of those meditations or the rituals that you list there.
Absolutely. And I would like to add about rituals and meditations and prayers that angels love these meditations and the rituals because it's a celebration. And it allows them to know exactly what you want. And this is something that I will tell our audience today, that when you ask a question to the angel, some people sometimes are disappointed because they feel, oh, I asked something, but it didn't happen. And the reason why most of the time it doesn't happen, it's because you haven't been specific enough. You need to be extremely specific. For instance, if you want love in your life, you need to specify, do you want a soulmate you're going to spend the rest of your life with? Or do you want somebody for a nice time, like friendly, you know, whatever it is. So it depends on the relationship that you really want. And this is important to specify. This is why I have special rituals for soulmates, to find a soulmate, to connect to people that you want to be friend with. This is one of the most important things to do when you connect to the angels. And this is why they channeled all and sent me all these information to bring them here in this world of matter that's far from their own world, that these information helps them to listen to us, to our exact request, and they find out how to help us right away.
Well, you know, it's an amazing thing. Yeah, being specific is truly very important. You know, I've learned that there's the old saying, be careful what you ask for, so you have to make sure that what it is that you know what it is that you want to bring into your life. Well, you know, as I mentioned in the introduction, that you have had experience with angelic experiences since you were a child. So would you mind sharing with the listeners what your experience has been with angels?
Of course. There's two main experiences that I would love to share with you, all of you. The first one is, it happened, I didn't know it was an angelic experience. I was 4 years old, I was riding my tricycle in my grandparents' house in France, and I was rather frantic, pedaling frantically, and all of a sudden, I saw a bright white light in front of me, out of nowhere. I had no idea where it came from, but it stopped me. I felt like, wow, I was like all of a sudden really stopped. And I saw this bright light coming through my body. It really came through me. And as soon as this happened, it was like a festival of love, of well-being, of peace, of a different world. I was, for a few seconds, in a different world of love, peace, and absolute well-being. And this was the first experience with angels. I acknowledged later that it was angels, because at 4 years old, you just feel mm-hmm. something very strong, very emotional, and then you question, what was it? It was the first thing, what was this? The thing is that in my heart, they really transplanted a special love, and I felt it every day in my life. And this is how the path started with the angels. And for a long time, I was in my world a little bit with angels, not really sharing. I was born in a family of very conservative parents who would have said, oh, no, what is this? mm-hmm. So I kept it for myself. And later on, when I was a teenager, I started talking to friends and share it. And more, as time passed, I opened up to everybody that I met on my way. But I started this experience at that time. So at 4 years old, it's quite interesting. They can connect to you anytime. And I would like to tell our audience today that sometimes you ask why I haven't been connected so far. Why didn't I see an angel? Why didn't I have had experiences with angels? It's very simple. It happens when it's absolutely in mandatory for you to be in this connection, or it happens also when you don't even know. Like it happened to me, I didn't know it was angels. And many, many times you've had very beautiful experiences in life thanks to the angels, but you just saw the result. You just saw what happened, but you didn't know that behind the beautiful thing that happened, an angel was there. For instance, some people who tell me, oh, I met my husband 20 years ago. It's still a honeymoon today. I'm so happy. And when these things happen, it's because definitely the day you met your soulmate, an angel was there, a hand rested on his shoulder, bringing this person to you, or her shoulder, depending on which side you are. And this is what happens. And sometimes we don't know that angels are at work, but they are working all the time. They are hard workers, and they work all the time for us. This is absolutely incredible. It's sometimes difficult to acknowledge, but they are everywhere and by our side every single day of our life.
Yeah, well, I've been in a 26-year relationship, and the whole series of events that led to us meeting was truly, was divinely guided. I mean, it was too many things happening in order for it to, out of the ordinary for it to happen, rather than,
right.
I mean, and that has been wonderful. So, that's the thing. So when many times we recognize that we got angelic help is in hindsight, correct? So it's kind of like
absolutely
afterwards.
Exactly. Because, there's a reason for this. It's because angels have no ego and they don't need to be rewarded. They don't expect anything when they help. They have absolutely zero, like I said, zero ego. It doesn't exist in their soul, who they are. And this is why knowing that they don't expect anything in return, they give unconditionally without any expectation. This is why they work all the time for us. And sometimes we're not grateful because we don't even guess it was an angel. But for you, Robert, it seems that it was definitely angels at work for you.
Yes, and both
your
sides. I mean, it was a coordinated effort, no doubt. But that doesn't. I think in life, especially when we're talking about meeting special people in our lives, isn't it's not just our angels kind of orchestrating, what's to happen, but it's also with the angelic guidance of others too, as well as to kind of pull it together to be able to make this magical moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you said something that I really like. You say put together, pull together. Because angels are gatherers, if I could say this. they always want unity. They want to reunite families who fight. They want to reunite couples who have difficulties in their relationship. They want to harmonize the whole world. And this is their main purpose, and to help us evolve and be better persons and somehow make this world a better place. I'm talking about this today because, you know, obviously with what happened in France a few, like 1 week ago, it's important to realize that angels are not responsible for what goes wrong in this world. Other side of the energy is responsible for it, but angels just fight for us and help us and protect us. This is their main purpose, and they want us to be happy, to achieve our goals, to achieve our destiny, fulfill our dreams. This is all they want for us. They always and I will just add a little hint. When sometimes you are wondering, I feel an energy here, I feel something, and you don't always know what that is, what this energy comes from, where it comes from, what it is exactly. It's sometimes confusing not to know what it is and where it comes from. I think I will give you this hint today that anything coming from the angels is always making you feel happy, peaceful, in a harmony, positive, optimistic, full of love and inner strength. Angels are 1,000% positive. Anything that is a little bit makes you uneasy, uncomfortable, anxious, doesn't come from angels. It might be a negative energy wandering around. There's a lot of negativity in this world nowadays, right now. This is the way to recognize it. It's always something that makes you happy. But definitely, there is no other way to say it. It makes you feel happy, positive, and you can see your future very positive. It's something that really makes you feel really immensely happy. So this is important to specify the nature of their pure energy.
Yeah, you know, and that's good to know as far as, you know, trying to differentiate, you know, the energies that surround us or that impact us. Now, we're talking about angels. Are there different types of angels, or, you know, and exactly kind of what are the variety of angels that can be helpers for us?
Oh, that's a very interesting question. Yes, there's a variety of angels. The main purpose of the angels is to be messengers. They have functions of protection, guides, assistance. They are with us to help us. And God created the angels to do practical things with us, you know, to be in our world and to connect to Him, like the angels convey our prayers to God. And the relationship the angels have with God is the one that depicts who they are. For instance, the archangels are higher levels of angels, and some of them are very close to God. There is a celestial hierarchy that depicts who does what. Cherubim, seraphim are very high archangels, very close to God, and they're not as close to us, but we obviously contact them, pray to them, devote whatever we want to devote to them. We are very close to all the angels, but some of them have higher levels of responsibilities, and we have angels. There are so many angels. They are uncountable, and they are all over the place surrounding us. Like today, in this energy, I feel there's numerous angels and archangels around us today. And there is definitely, for each person, there is a guardian angel that comes to us when the day we were born, and he leaves us the day we cross over. This guardian angel is our angel. He is our property. We own him. And there is another angel that we can call upon very, very often. It's the birth angel who accompanies us during our whole life. And he is, according to the date of birth, you will find this in my book, there is a a list of dates, and according to this date of birth, in between 4 days, you will see this angel. And this angel protects all the people who were born between the second and the sixth of the month, of different months. So there are many, many birth angels. And we obviously can call on many angels. We can call on angels according to what we need. Some are specialists. For instance, you have family angels. Seraphiel, the highest seraphim, very close to God, is specialized in family. Why? Because family is the center of what makes this world a better place. If we have united families and strong families that really love each other and that are very close and in harmony, they are an example to the world. And they spread through their children, who will create another beautiful family, that will create another beautiful family, etc., etc. And this is why this is the core of the civilization, is the family. And this is why this highest seraphim is the archangel of family. And if you have any problems of any sort within your family, whether it's with your children, with your spouse, with your partner, you can always ask Seraphiel to help you recreate harmony and peace in your family. And this is what they do. They have many functions, and I won't enumerate all the functions they have, but according to different type of it, they are there for you. For instance, Anael is the archangel of love. You have Michael, who protects everybody, and he is the leader of armies of angels fighting evil. You have Gabriel, who is the archangel of subconscious, who is going to work on your deepest soul, on your deepest thoughts, and will help you achieve a better life with a better inner harmony. You have, many. I won't explain to you all the angels. If you want a specific request, you can refer to the book. You can find the domains you want an answer about, love, family, work, finding a job, or whatever. And there are specialists. This is why we have uncountable angels and archangels. And I just want to end this with saying that when we say angels, it is a generic name for angels and archangels. Angels include angels and archangels. So I think it clarifies a little bit the question that sometimes people ask me: what is the difference between angel and archangel? Angels are closer to us, lower levels of the celestial hierarchy, and they are absolutely devoted to us.
Yeah, well, that's great to know. And, and you're right. I mean, the number of angels that you have listed in your book, I was awestruck. I mean, I couldn't even name half as much as you have in under one letter, let alone the whole alphabet which you have. I mean, but that's wonderful. Now, you talk about the angels have specialties. And in that we can ask, of our particular angel that or guidance, guiding angel, or we can ask for a specialty or of the archangels. So, why wouldn't people want to go automatically to the archangels for everything? I mean, because if they're the closest. Why not go to the highest level possible? So, in directing the request.
Absolutely. Your question is very logical. It's just because sometimes we need something different. We need, for instance, if you cross the road and there's a car that's coming on you and doesn't slam the brake, the driver doesn't slam the brake, you call on your guardian angel right there, he is there right away. Or you can call a higher archangel. But you know what? Sometimes you don't know who to call. And it's easier to be very close to your angel, your guardian angel, and ask him right away, oh, my God, something's going to happen. This car is going to hit me. And then you get the protection. This is or he can protect you without you asking him. But sometimes you're so scared and you don't know what's going to happen, they protect you. And I would like also to say here that sometimes things happen in life. We all know that life is a challenge. Life is not always easy, and we feel sometimes a little bit frustrated that this angelic world is not intervening enough in our lives. There is something that is interesting, is that we have free will. God gave us free will. We can do whatever we want with our life. We own it. Nobody owns it but us. We are the only ones to own our life. And this is because we have free will that sometimes things happen. And sometimes we don't understand why they happen. And sometimes things are, beyond our understanding. And this is because angels are the servants of God and our servants as well. But the thing is that they are, like I said just before, energies are not always positive. Sometimes they wander around, and it's a fight between us and negative people. And it's also a fight between angels and the dark side that exists. And this is why sometimes things happen also. This is, I wanted to specify this point, because it's never the angel's responsibility if something wrong happens. This is what I wanted to say. Because we are so pure and so beautiful, they always bring us joy and the best of life.
Yeah, well, great. Well, guys, we're about halfway through, so this is going very, very quickly, which is great. I mean, we could probably talk for hours with your book, but I want to take just a quick break and invite anyone, if you would like to call in and ask Marie any questions, feel free to call in at 619-789-4359. And for those of you listening live in the chat room, if you have a question that you would like to ask of Marie of the topic that we're talking about, angels, feel free to type it in, and we'll be sure to get to it. And then, Marie, when we come back from the break, I want to maybe if you could give us some guidance on how we can invite more angelic guidance into our life. What are some of the things that we can do to be able to, invite more, I guess, more into our life, okay?
Of course.
Okay. Great. Everyone, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this very brief break.
This is Robert Sharp from Bringing Inspiration to Earth. There are several ways for a win-win situation where you can support our work and you receive a quality product. You can purchase the book or ebook of Joy Potential or It's No Secret Spirituality Bites. Each book has helped readers shift their perspective away from negativity towards a happier, less stressful life. Or you can shop at our wellness store, where we offer essential oils, personal care, and wellness products. I am a very frugal shopper, and these are high-quality items I use that really contribute to my well-being. Or you can purchase our amazing nature photo greeting cards. These are great all-occasion, unique 5x7 folding cards. They're my most popular nature photos, and everyone who has received one raves about the scene. All options are available at our website, www.biteradio.me, and I am very appreciative of your support of our efforts in the work of our special radio guests.
Hello, everyone. Again, thank you for staying with us. Again, today, my very special guest is Marie Fogarolis. And she's the author of Angels, The Definitive Guide to Angels from Around the World. And it's an amazing, amazing reference book. I am totally in awe of what she has put together. You can find out more about Marie and her book by visiting her website. And I do have a direct link to that website in the show page description. So with that, we're back, Marie.
Hi, yes, I'm back.
Great. Yes. And before we talk about how we can bring some more in, I do have a caller who has a question for you. So let me go ahead and bring her in, okay?
Perfect.
Okay. And we have Kathy. Hey, Kathy, thanks for calling in.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Marie.
Hi, Cassie.
Unfortunately, I missed the beginning of the show, so I wanted to ask you, how many angels does the average person have around them?
So we have basically two, guardian angel and angel of birth. These are the two basic that we have. But anytime something happens or there's an occurrence that's unexpected, many angels run up to us to help us. So be very safe. You feel like, you know, be reassured that you are surrounded by angels. Those two are by your side all the time. And these angels all around are there. I cannot count them. Nobody can count them. There's so many. Therefore, you have your own angel with a guardian. He's your own. You don't share it with anybody. He's your own. But regardless of your angels around, you're surrounded. The whole world is infested, I should say, with angels. Really. So feel really surrounded by angels and protected. Definitely.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kathy.
Oh, I feel like if I call, like, on Archangel Michael, he's helping me, you know. So, it's who, also
beautiful.
The tall one. Yeah.
Yeah, so, beautiful. You know, it seems like that, you know, particularly if our life, in our life that we're doing work that, you know, kind of works toward bringing that harmony, that I would also think that we would get, you know, additional helpers on board to be able to meet that goal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And Michael, Kathy, Michael is very powerful. And especially when you feel an energy that's not right somewhere you go or wherever you work, Archangel Michael is very helpful to ward off the negativity. So it's good that you're protected by Michael.
We were on the road yesterday, you know, driving down to Florida from Maryland, and I called on him for protection, you know, to get us down here safe. And we did,
yes.
on time.
Great.
And I it's good to hear you laugh and be happy, because angels bring us cheerfulness. People who are very severe and really strict and say, oh, I'm working with angels, I think they don't enjoy enough the angels, because it's about, you know, enjoying, having fun. Also, performing rituals and saying prayers, it's important. You involve your whole soul in this, but the soul has to be happy. And Robert, you're very cheerful, and this is great.
I also heard that angels are very playful, too.
Hmm.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And, you know, when you create an angelic altar with candle, water, salt to repulse negativity, and all these items or objects that you can put on the altar, the angels love this. This is why I received all these information from them, because they love to see us put flowers on the altar and decorations and crystals and incense and essential oils and great scents. Everything that is refined and beautiful, they love it and enjoy it. Like
I'll have to do that.
That's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kathy. That was a really good question. I appreciate you calling in. Okay.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Thank you so much.
Great. Yes, you know, I do want to get to a little bit about the colors, the essential oils, and that kind of thing, because those were something that was new for me in reading your book. But before I go there, I mentioned before the break, I'd like to, you know, are there any ways, even if it's meditations or rituals, that individuals can do to get more angelic guidance or input, or just to be able to set the stage for, you know, more assistance?
Of course. First of all, you have a variety of things to do. The first one I would say it's from you. It depends on your intention. And the power of intention in whatever you do with angels is only what matters. You can perform a beautiful ritual with an angelic altar, and if you just do it because you don't have the intention to connect, it won't really create a beautiful connection. Everything mm-hmm. comes from your intention, and that's really the core of what you do. Once you have the real, sincere, honest intention to connect to the angels and the will to get a result, then you can do many things. You can meditate. You can take a bath with angelic energy surrounded by candles and pray once you unwind in your bathtub. You can say a prayer anywhere. You can cook and be in the bus or walk in the street or drive your car. Say a prayer to an angel. And you can also talk to them and ask them, okay, today I need this, that. I have a request. I want this, that. And please help me. And you always, you know, talk to them with respect and love. But, you know, you talk. You can pray with more refined words that come from your heart. You can set up this angelic altar and perform a ritual. You can meditate and take deep breaths and meditate. If you have never contacted angels, I would suggest the first time that you find a quiet place where you can sit and you light a white candle. This is very universal for the angels, a white candle. And you sit there, you play music if you want, very zen music, something that makes you feel at peace. And you take deep, deep breath, three deep breaths, and you exhale all the tensions and the negatives that you can have met during the day. And you release all this negativity in three deep breaths. And then you close your eyes and you wait something to happen. And it will happen. You will feel a warmth in your heart. You will feel that the air is light. You will feel some celestial connection that comes to you. And this is an easy way, but you just need to be in a place that's yours. You're not nobody's going to bother you. And this really works for such connection. It's very simple, but it works perfectly.
Yeah, great. Now, you know, I think, isn't sleep, you know, the when we're asleep, isn't that also a good place to make that connection as well?
Absolutely. It's what I suggest is to create this connection before you fall asleep. You say a prayer, you read a prayer, you say it, you create it with your own words, or you read something about the angels. Whatever you do before you fall asleep, create the connection, and then the angels are all coming to protect your sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, you're refreshed, you're happy to be alive, and you're ready for a great day. This is really an important thing to do before you fall asleep, because this is how they enter your soul, they enter your heart, and they really come into you, and then they stay with you the whole night to make you feel really, really good the next morning.
Okay, well, good. Well, that's good, because I'm one of those who loves my evening meditation, and those are the things that I know that, you know, anything that I know that could help me make that connection would be good.
Just before you fall asleep, you're relaxed, and you can take three deep breaths when you're in bed. Just before falling asleep, take these three deep breaths, sit on your bed, and exhale the tensions of the day, and let the angels come and invite them, and they will stay with you. And like I said, it makes your day a much better day. It works.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned as we were talking with Kathy about a, you know, like an altar, and then you mentioned candles and also essential oils. Now, see, I an incense, but I'm particularly, I love my essential oils. So, but I never made a connection between oils and angels.
Well, it's about connecting beautiful things in life. Essential oils have amazing scents, and they are very powerful. They can heal. They can, you know, they have many uses. And incense, same thing. Incense is a beautiful fragrance. Some of them have a special purpose. For instance, what is myrrh and frankincense are used to repulse negativity and to bring the positive. The symbol and the scent and the color, angels are sensitive to everything that's beautiful in life, and there is no domain that you cannot use for the angels. You can use crystals, you can use stones, you can use shells, seashells, you can use whatever, you can draw, paint to honor the angels. They love everything. They love everything. And this is why I really created, thanks to them, all these rituals and beautiful altars that make you very happy. I did several times I created, set up these altars with my children, and we had wonderful celebrations all together. It's also a family gathering, and it's fun. It's exciting, and then we say a prayer, and everybody's happy. There's beautiful flowers, beautiful colors, scents that spread in the room, a blue smoke coming out from an incense, and it's magical. It creates a magical time, a connection time. This is why I think it's great to do this, to create this, you know, instant magic.
Yeah, well, I think from what I understand, it really contributes to the whole idea of your intention. You know, because you mentioned intention as really being, you know, at the core of our request and our interaction and of utmost importance. And so it would seem that just even by putting your attention to the details of creating an environment that is inviting and calm and peaceful, that in itself demonstrates your intentions are for the good. You know, that you really kind
Absolutely.
Of want. So yeah. So.
So and, you know, in real life, who would like to live in a terrible environment? I don't think anyone would like to.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, that's true.
Are like us.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, that's true. But, you know, and I think, you know, the one thing too, when you said something about, when you make your quest, be respectful and that kind of thing, you know, it's the one thing that I've just really been conscious of is that when, you know, whenever I make a request, you know, that I always say please and thank you, just the very basics. Please,
Absolutely.
Bring this in. And then when I recognize it, you know, it might be hindsight, you know, but it's, you know, say thank you and express gratitude. Because to me that, if I were an angel, you know, I'd want to make sure that my help is, even though there's no ego, you know,
Absolutely.
But it's, uh-huh. It's a confirmation, it would seem, that, you know, that it's, the help is being followed and appreciated.
Exactly. And, you know, teaching this to children is very good as well, to invite them to perform rituals with you, unless it's a very specifically personal ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's really nice to perform rituals with children or teenagers or children of any age, because then you teach them also respect. And if people are able to say yes, thank you to an angel and invite them and talk to them with respect, and if these people talk to their friends or outside in the world with the same respect and the same words, I think the world could change also. It helps to spread the idea that respect is the base of love, is the base of a society that's really working, that is efficient. And if everybody would be more respectful toward the others, that would be really great. So it's a habit to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Now, we touched, briefly on the negative energies, and I, from my shows, I don't focus on negativity at all. But I'm also very aware that it's a reality. I mean, it's it's out there. You just need to look around and see. You can see examples of of things creating disharmony. So my question is. Is it our guardian angels, like, number one priority to kind of keep these negative influences from affecting us?
Absolutely, Robert. You're absolutely right. This is the number one priority because this is what we face every day. And this is what they face in their dimension, because they are beings of energy. They're in a dimension of energy. And what happens in this energy and the dimension, is that the energy is neutral. You use it for the good, and you use it for other purposes, negative ones. And because they work only to transform the energy into something great, they make it great, and they want us to evolve and grow and awaken our consciousness and become better people and make the world a better place, because they know and incite us to do this. They know we are capable of doing this. We fight, and they fight the negative side. Unfortunately, this is reality, and we all know this in our life. We meet negative people, we meet negative situations, and sometimes people say, "Oh, this is a bunch of bad luck. Why am I so
right?"
Unfortunate. Mm-hmm. It happens because this is most of the time due to the negative that's trying to stop you, especially when you have great projects. Some people have to strive, and some people have to face hard and really difficult challenges. And life is difficult now because it's been a while since the negativity has taken a toll on our world. And I think it's time to rebel.
And I agree.
To fight. Yes, it's the moment. And I think this is the momentum. There is no other time. It is now, because people start being very aware of what's happening and understand that it's the moment to not let negativity overtake power and spread. We need to stop it. And it's important to connect to angels, especially now. It's really the right time.
Yeah, that's, it seems that the pendulum of light and dark, or the positive and the negative, it seems, I don't know, to me, but it seems it's much more intense at the moment, and in the sense that I'm not sure if it's just because in our world we have more instant communication, so we can see more of it quickly, whereas in the past we may not have. It does seem to be very very distinct, and I can understand where, the idea of having power in numbers, more of the positive, would then, set the scale, into motion. Now, recognizing that we have this angel, guardian angel, to help us with the positive, but also we have these negative influences. Is it really does it really boil down to the idea that we have free will? So that if we want to have this negative experience and these negative energies affect us, that we have the free will choice to do that, despite what maybe our guardian angel is trying to tap on our head, say, don't do it, don't do it?
Absolutely. We are free. Absolutely. And this is why, unfortunately, many people don't realize that one experience with the negative is going to create a bubble of negativity around you that's going to attract a lot of entities that are not invited. They're not welcome. And this is why it's really mandatory to stay away from the negative. Although sometimes we face it, it's coming to us, and we need to fight. And we do fight, of course. And we invoke, like Cathy said, Michael, who's a great protector, who is going to help us really set us free from this negativity. But it's there. Unfortunately, it's there. And I feel it's really, really important to set this great connection with angels and set up these rituals or meditate or connect. The whole world needs love. This is what we're craving for. And the more love we spread, first of all, for us, we receive it from the angels and God, and we welcome it and we make good use of it. And then it spreads. And this is why it's really, the angelic word is there for us. It's really positive for us. And it's really the right time. And, you know, nothing happens for no reason. And this book was sent to me. It's just, my Canadian publisher told me it's the right moment to write a book on angels. And I think it's not a coincidence because that's how it is. And it's the momentum right now. And love has to spread. Families have to gather and be more harmonious. And it's the right moment to recreate a love cell, a love shelter. It's about creating an energy of love that's stronger than the negative. And I'm fighting for this because we see this every day. The negative is surrounding us. And it's built up. It's been like 10 years. It's been building up step by step. And it's right now rather powerful. But we need to know that the good angels and God are always more powerful than the negatives, always. We should never feel overwhelmed, although sometimes it's difficult, but we know that angels and God will always be stronger, and we are stronger than the negatives. And every person has a great potential to be love and kindness, respect and generosity. And I insist on generosity, it's important as well. Generosity is a manifestation of love.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, you in your book, when you have toward the back different angels, like different purposes, you know, you talked about the angels of family, but you also have angels of work, angels of practical life, you know, for moving, travel, sports, you know, I like that.
Right?
And yes, yeah, and then you also had that aspect of benevolence, charity, generosity, you know, those things, compassion, boy, we certainly need more of that. Those are the things, and to me, as I was going through it, it's like, boy, I could name one request for each of these. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I mean, you know, and it's like I don't want to be greedy, you know, but I think you know, what's important then is, you know, for me when I went through, and for the listeners is when you go through and read your book and see that there are so many different angelic forces to draw from, that it really, I think it's just really important for the individual to figure out what they need most now. What is of the utmost
Absolutely.
Importance, and to focus on that first.
Absolutely. It's important that you know what you need to focus on in your own life. And then once you get what you wanted, what you asked for, then you can ask something else. You build up your life that you really want. And we have this free will to change our life whenever. And this is what happened to many of my friends or the people I work with. You can change paths any time in your life. And don't feel stuck. Of course, I understand in some situations you feel stuck because you cannot leave the house because you have loans and for many reasons. But in your soul, in your consciousness, you are totally free. You can do whatever you like. You can write. You can sing, you can draw, you can do many things that will bring you a celestial connection with the angels as well. Because when you do something that makes you happy, if it's a hobby or if you change paths, whatever you do, angels are very happy to see you achieving something you have dreamt of. And they love this. They want us to be accomplished. And although sometimes life has its, you know, obligation, you can anyway find a way to do something that changes your life, and instead of being a victim, you become the actor of your life, and the angels help you to change status. Instead of being this victim that has no free will, because it's not true, because you have free will to do things,
right.
You become this person who's responsible, who's willing to do things, who has dreams. And I would suggest something: when you call on the angels, always express your dreams. Everybody has dreams. And sometimes we feel, oh, it's a dream. It will never be achieved. I cannot achieve my dreams. Yes, you can. You can, of course, and the angels help you really achieving your dreams. It's sometimes in a way that you don't expect. The path is not always what you think it will be, but it happens. And I'll just tell you a little story. When I was 15 years old in France, in Paris, I went to the English bookstore in Paris, and I was learning English, you know, like every single pupil at that time. A student, and I saw on these books a little penguin, the logo of the Penguin Publishing House. And I already started writing, and my dream was to become a writer. And I felt like I want this little penguin to be on one of my books one day. And I was French. I was speaking English very, very little. And this was my dream. And it just happened. Because this book is published by Penguin. And when I learned that Penguin would publish my book, it was like, wow, the angel helped me to make it happen. Because it's not another book. It's this one, dedicated to angel. This is not a coincidence.
No, not at all.
So they do make your dreams come true. They do make your dreams come true. I always was attracted to America. I wanted to live in America. Life was a little bit different, and I was not brave enough to study in America, because at that time I was the only child. I felt, oh, it's difficult to leave my parents. And for a reason that I chose, I was responsible for, I stayed in France. And then I always wanted to live in America, because I always loved this country. And it happened. And the angel helped me to make it happen. This was absolutely incredible.
Absolutely. Well, Marie, this has really been a delight speaking with you today. I really want to thank you for your time. I love chatting with you, and your book is true. I just love it. This is one that I'm gonna hold on to for a long time and reference. It's so full of information, that you did a wonderful job.
Thank you so much, Robert, and I thank you for inviting me. It was a great, great pleasure, a delight, like you said, to be chatting together and to share with your audience these beautiful celestial energies. Thank you so much for inviting me today. It was such a great pleasure, and blessings and love to everybody.
Thank you very much again, everyone. And this is a perfect gift for the holiday for you folks out there. My special guest has been Marie Ange Fargarolis. She is author of Angels, The Definitive Guide to Angels from Around the World. It's 545 pages, jam-packed with practical information about all of the angels, different types of meditations and ceremonies that you can do. Is also the connection with essential oils, colors, and incense. And I mean, it's just everything you wanted to know. You can find out more about Marie and her book by visiting her website, Marie Ange Fargarolis. And I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show, and until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Byte Radio Me. And our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.